Tonight, the Golden Horseshoe Radio Theater brings you action and adventure with Gangbusters.
And now, in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States, the only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. Waterman's Pens and Waterman's Inc. present Gangbusters.
Tonight, the case of the Death Mask Killer, who used an innocent girl to cover his elaborate plans, but who learned that even the spending of 3 copper pennies could change the course of his life.
Presenting facts in the endless war of the police on the underworld, facts that show the operation of our law enforcement officials in their work of protecting our citizens. Commissioner Louis J. Valentine, on leave as interviewer of Gangbusters, has now arrived in Tokyo, where he is to serve at the personal request of General Douglas MacArthur. Waterman's expects to bring you his voice by shortwave in the near future. Meanwhile, Gangbusters has asked Dr. Carlton Simon of New York City, internationally known criminologist, to narrate by proxy tonight's case.
Well, good.
Dr. Simon, I understand the criminal in tonight's case played a major part in the plot which led to a spectacular escape from Eastern Penitentiary last Easter.
He did indeed, Don Gardner. This killer, Bow Wow Bowers, was cunning, shrewd, and merciless.
His background must be of extreme interest to criminology, Dr. Simon.
It certainly is, Don. For the soundest way to combat crime is to know how the criminal's mind thinks and works. So I'm going to start tonight's case at a summer resort on a large lake in Wayne County, Pennsylvania. After dinner, a young couple was seated on a porch swing, looking out over the lake, which was brightened to silver by a full moon.
Scranton never was like this, Horace.
No? Harry's never in Scranton.
You'll have to come visit me sometime. She'd love her family.
I guess I would, Peggy, if they're anything like you. Look, baby, you and me, well, we made a lot of progress in 3 weeks.
Yes, Horace.
Well, there's not many women I'd give a second look, let alone a kiss.
Oh, darling.
Yeah?
Do you really have to leave?
I'll be back, Peggy, in a day or so.
Oh, don't go, please.
Believe me, baby, there's nothing I'd like better than staying here with you, but I got to leave as soon as Andy comes downstairs.
Oh, that Andy. Why do you have a man like that working for me?
He's handy to have around. Andy drives the car, carries my samples, knows a lot of people.
I still don't care much for him. He takes you away from me.
But I'll be back, Peggy.
When?
Day after tomorrow. You'll be here?
Well, I should have left for home last week.
You stick around, Peggy. Oh, there's Andy. We're late now. Look, kid, there's nothing for you at home. Wait here for me.
All right, Horace. Hurry back.
So long, baby. Let's go, Andy.
Right. You and that thing.
So what? Hold it. I'm going to pep on my shoe.
What do you want to get involved with a dame for, Bowers? Ain't we got enough trouble? Every cop in Pennsylvania is out after us.
That's the idea, Andy.
I don't get it.
Just in case, Peggy Foster's going to be our alibi. She's going to be our proof we were right here when the cops say we weren't.
You couldn't get her to tell a lie and you know it.
No? Just give me another week or so and she'll jump into the lake if I ask her to.
Yeah?
Sure. Come on.
Okay, if you say so. But I'd just like one look at her face when she finds out you're the hottest guy in the state.
Shut up and hop in the car.
Hey, I thought he wasn't taking us great.
Only in the Wilkes-Barre. We'll grab another car there.
Oh, right here it is. A double switch.
Yeah. I got a nice Buick picked out. The owner won't miss for a week. Get going. I want to make the switch and take that nightclub in Easton before midnight.
Attention, police. Be on watch for two armed bandits in stolen black Buick sedan. Believe fleeing north from Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, on Highway 611. Brutal gunmen identified as ex-convicts Bow Wow Powers and partner Andreoli. Held up five nightclubs and taverns vicinity Easton during past 48 hours. Blocked all roads. Authority, Captain Hall, Pennsylvania State Police.
You wanted to see me, Captain Hall?
Oh, Trooper Brodsky, sit down. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Brodsky, this wave of assaults and holdups has got to be stopped.
Well, at least we know who we're looking for.
Yes, but where? The devil only knows what kind of a hideout Bowers is using now.
You haven't got any leads, Captain?
Almost none. Brodsky, I want you to take charge of the hunt.
Just the chance I've been waiting for, Captain.
Now, you'll have to work in plain clothes.
Of course.
Haunt all the taverns and nightclubs in this area. Any scrap of information will help.
I'd give a year's pay to catch him red-handed, Captain.
So would I. You ever handled Bowers before, Brodsky?
Oh, yes, Captain. I questioned him for several hours before he was sent to penitentiary last time.
Good. Then you'd know Bowers on sight.
I couldn't miss him.
Now be careful. Bowers would probably know you, too.
Don't worry, Captain.
All right, Brodsky. You stay on this assignment until Bowers is put away for keeps.
Hello?
Hello, Peggy. The moon's still out on the lake?
It's you, darling.
Miss me?
I thought you'd be back here at the lake yesterday.
I couldn't make it, Peggy. Business.
When are you coming back?
Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week.
Oh, hard.
Now, look, kid, I got an idea. Why don't you drive down to Wilkes-Barre and meet me?
Well, all right, where?
Well, Boulevard Inn's a nice, quiet place. Suppose you meet me there tomorrow night, about 11.
Boulevard Inn, Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, I'll see you there about 11 tomorrow night. Understand me up?
I won't, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Well, where is this dame, Bowers? She's an hour late already. How are we going to use her for an alibi?
Shut up, will you, Andy? I'm sore enough without you rubbing it in. But stop putting nickels in that jukebox.
If you got to play around with a dame, why pick on one like that?
Peggy's class, that's why.
Okay, she's class. How long do you think she'd stick around if she knew who you were?
She'd stick.
Don't make me laugh, Bowers. You still got that moon in your eyes from the summer recess.
Shut up, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. You sure you told her Boulevard Inn?
That's the name of this joint, ain't it? Boulevard Inn? That's what I told her.
Look, Bowers, it's risky enough coming to this joint, much less waiting around for an hour. Where is this thing?
Something could have happened. Peggy don't show up in 5 minutes, I'm gonna phone her.
There's nothing quite as beautiful as Scandinavia in springtime, except Scandinavia in summer. And no one can show you Scandinavia like SAS. Climb aboard a gleaming Scandinavian Viking jet and break away to a vacation you'll never forget. Cruise the fjords of Norway. Capture the majestic natural beauties of Scandinavia from the decks of the 22,000-ton Royal Viking Star. Take a bus tour on a custom motor coach. Enjoy the best accommodations in any of three price ranges. Book a fly-drive vacation to Stockholm, Oslo, or Copenhagen and see things your way at your pace. No matter how you plan your Scandinavian holiday, let Scandinavian Airlines begin your adventure and whisk you home again aboard one of their wide-bodied superjets. Enjoy the world-famous SAS cuisine that in itself is the best possible foretaste of treats to come. In Toronto, call Scandinavian Airlines at 362-5228 or see your travel agent. The Scandinavians, navigators of the world, since it was flat.
Pennsylvania State Police, Captain Hall speaking.
Trooper Brodsky, Captain.
Oh, anything new on Bowers, Brodsky?
I've been to a lot of clubs and taverns, didn't learn much.
I got a report a little while ago, Brodsky. Two nightclubs held up early tonight, just across New Jersey line.
Bowers?
Looks like his work. I'll take your report over the phone, Brodsky.
It was too dark to read my notes in this booth, Captain. Besides, there's a guy outside pacing up and down like a tiger waiting to use the phone. Must be expecting twins or something.
Well, where are you, Brodsky, in case I want to reach you?
Please call the Boulevard Inn in Wilkes-Barre.
Boulevard Inn and Wilkes-Barre. Right, okay. Let the other fella have the phone. Maybe it's triplets.
Bye, Captain. Okay, mister, the phone's all yours.
It's about time forward.
Stop it. Now, you don't cut
her. Quiet,
stopper. All right. The next guy that moves gets the same treatment. Line up over there. This is a stick-up.
Every police officer in northeastern Pennsylvania joined in the hunt for the killers of Trooper John Broski. But police were stymied, Don, until they saw a young boy spend 3 cents in Philadelphia.
Well, before you tell us the significance of this, Dr. Simon, here's a word.
Innocent House, we help alcoholics. If you or you have a friend who drinks so much that...
Your drinking is destroying our marriage.
Sir, would you mind getting out of your car?
Mary, the meeting was at 2:30.
Mommy, when is Daddy coming home?
Alice, you're fired!
Renison House. We can help. We've been there. Come and live in here for a month, and we'll help you live out there for the rest of your life.
Renaissance Alcoholism Treatment Center, 488-5176.
Now back to gangbusters and the case of Bow Wow Bowers. Now, Dr. Simon, just how did the Pennsylvania State Police go about their search for the murderer of Trooper Broski?
Well, Don, Captain Hall took charge of the investigation at the Wilkes-Barre headquarters of the state police. About an hour after the murder, Sergeant Haynes reported to Captain Hall on one phase of the investigation.
I've got the young lady outside, Captain.
What's her name, Sergeant? Peggy Foster, sir. I checked on her. Comes from good people in Scranton.
Peggy Foster, huh? She know why she's here?
Not yet, sir.
All right, bring her in.
Yes.
Tell me why I'm here. This is ridiculous. I didn't even see the shooting.
Captain Hall, this is Miss Peggy Foster.
How do you do?
Captain, would you mind explaining all this to me?
Would you sit down, Miss Foster?
All right, but I still don't see
why... Sit down, please, won't you? Now, would you explain exactly what you were doing at the Boulevard Inn tonight?
Of course I'll explain. I'm a guest at a summer resort in Wayne County. I was to meet another guest, Mr. Burns, Mr. Horace Burns, at the Boulevard Inn at 11 o'clock.
But you didn't arrive until after midnight, 5 minutes after the shooting.
I had a flat tire on the way. I had to change it myself. Look at my clothes.
When you came into the tavern and learned there was a murder, you became hysterical.
When I didn't see Mr. Burns, the thought suddenly struck me that he was the one who'd been killed.
You didn't know it was Trooper Broski?
Somebody finally told me.
Then you never did see this Mr. Burns at the tavern?
No, sir. I don't know what could have happened to him.
Miss Foster, would you take a look at this photograph?
Certainly.
Is that Mr. Burns?
Yes, that's Horace. But this number, why the number?
What do you think?
He's no criminal.
He killed Trooper Broski.
No.
He's wanted for 24 recent holdups.
He couldn't, not Horace.
Miss Foster, it's true.
No, no.
Now look, please, Miss Foster, please try to help us.
All right, Captain Hall. I'll try.
Your Mr. Burns is really Horace Bowers. He's a killer.
There must be a mistake. He was so nice to me. So nice.
Well, Miss Foster, I'm afraid he wasn't sincere. He was using you for an alibi.
Oh, no. No.
Now, in the weeks that Bowers saw you, he may have unconsciously told you many things. Little things that may help us find him. Now, we'd like to start asking you questions. Little questions.
All right, Captain.
Now, Miss Foster, when did you first meet Bowers?
The day I registered at the lake, 3 weeks ago.
How was he dressed?
Very smartly. He always liked to dress well.
Did you see his luggage? How many suitcases was he carrying?
I don't remember that.
What else did Bowers have to drink?
Nothing, only 2 highballs.
What time did he leave the next day?
10. I think it was 10.
What was he wearing?
Sport jacket, I think.
Did he leave Andreoli behind when he drove away that day?
No, sir. I think Andreoli
was... Well, he's always commenting about the noises trains make near his home, you say.
Yes, yes, always.
In Philadelphia?
Yes, Philadelphia.
Is this North Philadelphia?
Yes, North Philadelphia.
And Bowers said he was heading for Philadelphia as soon as he left this part of the country.
Yes.
And the last time you heard from Bowers was when he called you tonight.
That was the last time, yes.
Well, I think that's all for now. And we're very much obliged, Miss Forster.
Thank goodness.
Thank you very much, Miss Forster. Sorry we had to question you so long. You can go now and get some rest. Sergeant and I have some work.
All right, Captain Hall. Good night.
Well, Captain, what's our first move?
Well, from what the girl said, Bowers apparently sees a lot of Philadelphia.
Bowers knows we're hotter after him than ever, Captain. He'll have a good hideout, and he won't show his face outside.
Well, it won't be easy. But did the girl's answers convey any particular quirks to you about Bowers' personality?
He seems pretty vain.
And curious.
Right. So?
He would be especially curious about the progress of our investigation into Trooper Broski's murder.
You mean he'll read the newspapers?
Exactly. And the most detailed accounts will be carried in the Wilkes-Barre papers. And Bowers will want to see them most of all.
I think you've got it, Captain. I'll put an immediate cover on every stand in Philadelphia that handles out-of-town newspapers.
Captain Hall speaking.
Sergeant Haynes, Captain. I think we've located Bowers.
Good.
An hour ago, a young boy bought yesterday's Wilkes-Barre paper at the main newsstand in North Philadelphia.
The railroad station?
Yes, sir. The boy's never been near Wilkes-Barre. He was buying the paper for someone else.
Bowers?
From the description, yes. He's at the Palm Manor Apartments. Two men are covering the place now.
Get set for a raid immediately, Sergeant. We'll see if we can put a muzzle on this power of Bowers.
The men posted on all street corners, Sergeant.
We got the block surrounded, Captain.
Good. On a night like this, Bowers might slip out through the storm.
Ask, Captain.
Come on. Front door's open.
The apartment at the end of the hall.
We may run into gunfire now. Be ready for anything.
Janitor, the water's leaking down into the basement from your apartment.
Just a second.
Get set to move fast now. Guns out.
Yes, sir.
Hey!
All right, Bowers, get your hands up.
Watch this.
Don't move, Andreoli.
Cops!
You dumb.
Come along, you two. You're wanted for murder.
Bowers and Andreoli were tried promptly for the murder of State Trooper Broski, Don, and both received life sentences in Eastern State Penitentiary, Philadelphia. In prison, Bowers was assigned to the corner cell of the 10th cell block. He became sullen and moody. At night, when the other convicts were asleep, Bowers paced his cell, brooding and thinking.
Hey, Bowers, for Pete's sake, will you stop that walking up and down? How can other guys sleep?
Ah, shut up.
You act like you was going stir-crazy.
I'm getting out of this can.
Who's gonna boost you over the wall? The warden?
I ain't going over the wall.
Oh, no?
No, under it.
What, huh?
Yeah, a tunnel.
Oh, you're nuts. The guards would spot a tunnel in no time.
You gotta have camouflage. I got it all worked out. Any con can get permission to build a bookcase in his cell, right?
And the shelf. So what?
So we'll build our bookcase. Then all we need is some plaster and some water. That's for the rest of the camouflage.
Now I know you're not.
No, I've been reading a magazine. There was a picture of it. A picture of a death mask.
A death mask? You mean one of them plaster casts that they make of your face and your head?
Yeah. We build a tunnel right from this cell here. The bookcase will cover up the tunnel so nobody can see it. The death masks and some stuff bunched up under the covers will make the guards think it's us sleeping. While we're really digging the tunnel.
You forget one little thing, Bowers.
What?
The dirt. What do we do with the dirt from the tunnel?
Easy. Lots of times during the day, all the cells are open and us cons can come and go. We get a dozen guys in on this. We give them the the dirt they carry out in their hats, their pockets, paper bags, anything. And they dump it around the grounds. Us birds will be flying out of this cage before you know it.
And myself just noticed something this evening in the grounds around the prison buildings that looks rather suspicious.
Yes?
There's some spots in the yard where it looks like fresh earth has been stamped into the ground.
Fresh earth, eh?
Yeah.
You mean only one thing? Convicts digging a tunnel somewhere and trying to dispose of the dirt they take out. Order an immediate search. The cell blocks in every building in the prison.
I don't care who says so. There can't be any tunnel being dug from this part of the prison.
Just the same, we're going to check and recheck every hour right through the night.
Okay, flash your light into this cell. Nah, both convicts sound asleep.
We'll try the next.
Okay, here. Along the next row?
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Wait a minute, flash your light inside the cell again.
What's the matter? Both those kinds are asleep?
Yes, but just watch those bodies.
They're not breathing.
Right. Open the cell door. Careful now. Pull the covers off this cot.
It's empty. Only blankets.
And a plaster cast, a death mask.
Look there, under the bookcase.
Tunnel.
Yeah.
Get out an alarm. I'll watch here. They aren't still in the tunnel. They didn't get very far.
They found out awful quick, Bowers.
Well, lucky it's still dark. Keep running.
We need a car. Quick.
Run, run. We'll get a car.
Hey, look. A milk truck.
Slide them down.
Hey, stop. Stop. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Stop.
Come on.
Some other cops stopped me back there. You guys ain't cops.
How'd you guess it, brother? Get out of the truck. Try any funny stuff and you'll get this knife in the throat.
Yes, sir.
Quick.
Yes, sir.
That'll keep the driver quiet. All right, guys, climb aboard.
All right, come on.
The driver, Bowers. He'll squeal and cops will spot this milk truck a mile away.
We're ditching the next car we see.
Hey, there's a car up ahead.
Good, after it.
Bowers.
What?
The cops. Behind us.
Give it the gas.
Right. We ain't got a chance, Bowers.
Faster, faster.
Yeah. I got it down to the floor.
Take the next corner. Take it.
Watch out.
Right.
Yeah, hold it.
Oh.
always the cops.
You ain't taking me.
Come out of there.
Watch him, he's got a knife. I killed one cop, I'll show you, I'll get...
Now the rest of you come out.
Okay, get my hands up. Sergeant, get an ambulance for Bowers. The rest of you line up against the wall. One move and you get the same thing.
Bowers recovered from his wound, Don, and he and the other men who participated in that break last April the 3rd are back in Eastern State Penitentiary.
Well, that certainly was quick work on the part of the Pennsylvania police, Dr. Simon. And I can see what you mean by the necessity of knowing how the criminal mind thinks and acts in combating crime. Thank you for a fine case, Dr. Simon.
A century ago, one person in five died from tuberculosis before age 50. Today, thanks to organizations like your Lung Association, death from TB is rare. The association works to reduce the risk of all lung diseases and promote health through research and education on the effects of pollution, pollen, and other environmental factors that can take your breath away. Your Lung Association, the Christmas Seal people, has the information to help reduce the risk. Remember, your lungs are for life.